Welcome to this guided meditation. This meditation is going to be focusing on the topic of money and your relationship with money and behaviour around money. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to find a comfortable place. You can absolutely do this meditation before bed and let yourself fall asleep to it, or you can just find a comfortable sitting position. I'm then going to be asking you to make your eyes look up towards your eyebrows. What this does is it actually activates a relaxed state. It's a little bit like how your eyes move in certain phases of sleep, and it just helps activate a very deeply relaxed state. The aim of this meditation is to start and work on your subconscious mind, and that's why we're going to get really relaxed. And then I'm going to be talking you through just around talking about some of your beliefs that you might have around money. These are obviously quite general. I don't know your specific circumstances, but there'll be a lot of what I'll be talking about will be totally applicable to you and will really work for you as well. So let's get started. Find yourself a really nice comfortable position. Like I say, you can be lying down or sitting up. And I'd like you to take your eyes and look up into your eyebrows as far up as you can. And you'll probably find that your eyes might start to blink a little bit, and that's perfect, that's fine. And then after just a couple of moments, just continuing to look right up into your eyebrows, I'd like you to close your eyelids, but while keeping your eyes looking up. And just keep your eyeballs in that upward position while with your eyelids closed, just for a couple of seconds, and then just relax your eyeballs there. And what I'd like you to do is to visualize a staircase in front of you. And the staircase goes down into a dark but really cozy den, where there's loads of cushions and perhaps there's a big fire on in the corner, but it feels very cosy and safe, and you can see a staircase in front of you, and there's 10 steps on that staircase, and each step that you go down you're going to feel more and more relaxed. So feel your foot on the first step and go, you're going to count down. So 10, you start to feel your muscles relax. 9, you start to feel the stresses of the day leave your body. Step 8, you start to feel your mind quiet. Step 7, you start to feel even more relaxed. Step 6, the thoughts of the day are just drifting away from you. Step 5, you feel that you're just even more relaxed, just a deeper relaxation is entering your body. Step 4, feel that foot on the step. You're starting to feel your muscles just let go, turn loose and set themselves free into relaxation. Step 3, feeling even more relaxed, feeling your body float. Step 2, even more deeply relaxed. And step 1, you just feel like you're floating on cloud 9, really relaxed. And you go over and find a big pile of cushions and lie yourself down, and you feel so supported and so relaxed and so warm and safe. Now, money is perhaps a really difficult topic for you. Perhaps you have behaviours around spending money that you don't have. Perhaps you feel that you're not worthy of money. Maybe people in your life have told you that you can't manage money. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's completely untrue. Money is just energy, and you are completely worthy of that energy. And you're completely worthy of having a good relationship with the energy of money. You are completely enough, and anything that you do around money, you will still always be safe and accepted and loved. Perhaps people in your life have told you that money is evil and that money corrupts, but money is just energy. It's simply an exchange. Buying things with money doesn't make you any more enough than you already are, because you're completely enough as you are right now. Spending money to buy things to make yourself feel better isn't really helpful, and you know that deep down. You know that money is an amazing energy and it shouldn't be wasted on things for that purpose. It's totally safe for you to feel those uncomfortable or sometimes negative feelings that often you try and numb out with spending. It's totally safe for you to feel them and process them. They can't hurt you. They're just emotions. Energy of money is so important, and it's so safe for you to have that energy in your life. You are completely in command of your financial situation. You manage your money really, really well. You know how much money you have to spend. You know that money can be a fantastic tool to help you become the best person that you can be. And you respect money for that reason. It doesn't matter how perhaps your parents or your friends or other people in your life have made you feel about money. You're going to just let that go because you know that that's not important anymore. You know that you are completely safe and completely accepted and absolutely enough, no matter what your money situation might be. You don't need to spend money on things to make you feel more enough because you are more than enough already. Money is completely available to you. Money is just energy. It can flow to you from all kinds of different directions, some that you can't even imagine. You are completely deserving of having that money, just as everybody else in the world is. But it's not up to you to be affected or to try and impact their situation. Your money is your responsibility. You are completely safe and loved and accepted by those around you, no matter what that situation with money is for you personally. But you know that money can flow into your life from so many different directions. You know how to manage your money. You know how to take command of your money to help you live the life that you really, really want to live. And things are just things. That's all they are. And they don't make you any more enough because you know that you are more than enough already. Perhaps people have had you believe that there's only so much money available in the world and that you have to fight for your share. Perhaps you've been made to believe that you have to just take any job to pay the bills, that it's always going to be a struggle. But you know deep down that's not true, and you see evidence of this all of the time. You see evidence that there's more than enough money. You see the evidence of you in your own life of how well you manage your money now. You see evidence of how safe and supported you are around money, and you see the evidence of how enough you are all of the time. You know that buying things isn't really going to help. But you, when you do want to buy things, you can do so freely and without any guilt. You make those decisions now. You don't act on impulse. You respect the energy of money and you make calculated, smart decisions around how you spend your money. Money makes you feel really, really good. You know there's nothing unsafe or harmful around money, around keeping money. You can save money. Saving money is completely safe. Having money is completely safe. You have complete control over your financial situation. The energy of money really likes to be in your life. It really likes to be there to support you and to help you live a fantastic life. And you know that you can manage that energy of money really, really well. You know that having or spending more money is completely safe if that's in line with the way that you want to manage your money and that you've got that money energy there. However you want to behave around money is in your control, and no matter what the situation is, you know that you're completely safe and completely loved and completely connected around money. So it doesn't really matter what anyone might have said. They didn't know any better. That was their situation with money, not yours. So you can take complete control over your money situation right now. You know that money is energy. You know that you can command that energy. You know that you don't need to spend to numb out any negative feelings because it's completely safe to feel those negative feelings and to process them. You have people around you who love you, who you can ask for support to help you process those emotions. You don't need to spend money to help you feel more enough or to help you feel better. Money is a tool that you command, that you use. You understand its value, you can manage it really, really well. You're a total boss with your money. You know exactly what you're doing with it. Money feels really, really good. You treat it with respect and it's there to support you whenever you need it. And it's completely safe for you to do that, and completely safe for you to manage money in the way that you are going to manage it from now on. You know how safe and supported you feel around money. You know that there's nothing to fear around money. Money is safe. Having money is safe. Spending money respectfully is safe. You know that you are deeply connected, deeply loved, and you are more than enough. You do not need money to impact how enough you feel. because you are more than enough right now. Whatever experiences you might have had with money, whatever beliefs you might have had with money that have affected your behaviour in ways that you didn't want it to, you're letting them go right now. They don't serve any purpose for you any further. You are going to focus on having a fantastic relationship with money from here on out. It's safe to save money. It's safe to manage your money. It's safe to know what your bank balance is. It's safe to expect money from unexpected places. It's safe to have fun with money. You are deeply loved, deeply connected, and you are more than enough. You can spend money in a controlled and strategic way. You have a fantastic relationship with money. Now, I'd love for you to just feel where it is that you're sitting in those lovely, fluffy pillows, feeling so supported. But now I'd like you to start and come back up to your conscious mind. So I'd like you to wiggle your toes, kind of bat your eyelashes a little bit, wiggle your fingers. I'd like you to move over towards that staircase again. At the top of the staircase, you can see bright sunshine streaming down. And now you are walking up that staircase, becoming more and more aware, more and more conscious as you do so. And then I'd love you to get to the top of the staircase and bat your eyes open and come back into your space right now. So I hope that that meditation, which, you know, however much of it you might have picked up or not, has just helped to shift. And again, it might not, you might not have consciously caught a lot of the words, but know that it will be doing a lot of work on your subconscious mind. A really great way to use this meditation is to do it, just to listen to it as often as you can. Perhaps try listening to it every day for a week or so, a couple of weeks. And just to start and see, let that sink into your subconscious and start to change some of the beliefs and things that you might have around money. And I hope that that's been super helpful.